At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Gambling was something that I did.
This is Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
One of my bookies died
at
the kitchen table.
A podcast vehicle for Dan to talk about his love of gambling.
One bet, another bet, another bet.
Without doing the actual gambling.
You're a coward!
It's easy to have a scapegoat.
And now, joined by Bad Larry, Shay and Irving, and Dylan the Graphics Guy.
I have friends.
Here's Dan Patrick.
All righty, let's introduce our contestants for this week. It's Dylan, who's leading with plus 21 units. Bad Larry with plus 7. He won 3 units last week. And
yeah, Shay... We're going to go over those 3 units I won last week.
Larry, let me do the introduction.
Oh, okay. I just got a text from Ray that I won 3 units last week. I think I'm going to have to go back through this whole season.
Oh, my God.
Larry, you can't. Larry, will you shut up for a second? Shay.
Okay.
Shay, who joins us, I think, from Germany or Austria, same thing, plus 6 units. He won 2 units last week. Do you have any gripes, discrepancies, Shay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a lot, Danny.
Okay. Do you want to tell me or, like, no, I'm just talking about your total.
Liberty gave up, like, 17 freaking points in the fourth quarter to not cover by a point and a half. That was a crock of shit.
Okay, wait. Well, I just want to know if the total. God, why we're off the rails early here. I just want to make sure that your plus 6 is real.
Oh, I have no idea, okay. Danny. I don't do math.
All right, Larry, you want a bitch? Go ahead.
I won my three unit TNTs. I don't have my picks in front of me, Dan. I'm in the car, but
here we go.
I bet you I'm up 7 units, 6 or 7 units. You guys want to give me 3?
This is me. I didn't put your teaser in there, Larry. That's on me.
Okay, sorry.
So you're up 6.
Oh,
there's 3-6. Okay, and I want to make sure now. On my sheet that I sent in, I didn't take the Washington game, and Dylan jumped onto Washington getting 16.5, and he lost it, and I have no liability there.
Okay. Ray, could you lose your job during the podcast here?
No, Ray's my man, so I'm sticking up for Ray.
No, you just called him out and said he screwed up.
It's looking likely today.
Okay.
Honestly.
All right. Okay, what is Larry's total?
I'm on your side, and I only saw your text like a minute ago, and I would have called you on the side, and Envy's got me running around. I got to go vacuum her car now. I don't know. Every once in a while,
nobody knows who Envy is. Just say your wife.
Oh, my God.
My wife. It's not my roommate. It's my wife.
Okay.
And Nah. So I got stuff to do. I apologize, Ray, but I knew I won 6 or 7 units.
Okay, hold on.
You shocked me with the 3 number.
What is Larry's total? Is it 10?
It is 10.
Okay.
So also, in Ray's defense, Larry sends in his fucking picks like the Unabomber every week, and it's kind of hard to keep track of on a bloody napkin and upside down.
It is. It is cryptic.
What I do is I write them down, and then I send you a picture of it. That's new technology to me, guys.
Writing okay. And pictures?
All right, let me make sure we have a... Shay, where are you? What country are you in?
Austria, Danny.
Okay. You want to recap anything?
I have to go home early. The roommate and the kids are staying back with my parents. I have been banished from Austria.
I might come up next week then if you're alone.
Wait, is your...
Apparently, I am, quote-unquote, a liability in Europe. things haven't been going great for me, but battle lines have been drawn, Danny.
You are being exported from Austria by your family.
Yeah, they told me to get back to work, get the hell out of here.
You can get away with a lot in Europe, too, so I'm sure it's probably justified.
Not with my family. And the geese problem started all off.
Okay,
kind of went downhill from there.
Let me recap that. You were told to go get a turkey, and you came back with geese.
Yeah, correct.
How did geese?
And I was gone for like 6 hours. The geese were great, man. They were awesome.
So you guys actually ended up eating them. Did you end up getting a turkey? Or?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, the geese was badass. It's just, you know, when you take 6 hours to come back from the grocery store and you come back with geese instead, there's kind of, you know, the whole room is just kind of against you right there. It's very aggressively against you.
The geese were more of a metaphor for the whole situation.
I got lost in a Christmas market after this show last week, I think. I got lost in a Christmas market, didn't come home for a while. Vienna just got a hold of me, that's all. It's like Vegas out there, man.
There's
casinos and shit, Danny.
What's an Austrian casino like?
That was also a fucking... That was a problem. Really lame. There's no dice. But the roulette's only got the single zero instead of the double zero, so it's better odds. Mm-hmm. And blackjack and, you know, slot machines and shit. But I took a detour into one of them. That didn't end up in my favor at all. But, yeah, that was a couple hours.
Well, you sound rough.
I've been getting beat up, Danny. I've been getting kicked in the balls the last 10 days. How long have I been here? I feel like I've been here a month.
But why'd you go for such a long period of time?
I don't know. You know, got family out here, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but you don't want to hang out with family that long.
Clearly I don't. I jumped off the reservation every fucking chance I got.
Shay, you job hunting over there?
No, they wouldn't hire me here at all. No chance.
All right, let me recap here. So, Dill, you were neutral. You're stuck in neutral.
I'm good with neutral.
You did have, you love your Iowa. 3 units on Iowa, Nebraska, under 26.5.
Unbelievable.
I just, if you haven't jumped on it, if you didn't jump on it 6 weeks ago, that was a tactical blunder.
Death taxes in the under with Iowa.
Damn right.
Yeah. Let me see. Bad Larry, anything to recap, complain about?
No. As long as you straighten the numbers out, I'm good. It was a great week.
Oh, Jesus!
When he said 3 units, I said, "Holy mackerel, what's going on?"
Dan,
I'm glad we straightened it out.
Okay. I do have a bad but not brutal beat. The Bills money line against the Eagles. That was a botched opportunity there.
Was a 58-yard field goal at the buzzer?
Yeah, and it just hooked right in to tie it. And once it went into overtime, you're like, "All right, the Bills are losing this," but.
Yeah, 100%.
Shay,
Eagles, man.
I know. They're so annoying.
Shay, do you want to recap? I know you complained about Liberty against Texas El Paso.
Liberty was coming for the, 23. How many points did they give up in the fourth quarter? Like 20 fucking points, something like that?
They're up a bunch.
Freaking the fuck out in Vienna.
You don't fade El Paso.
Covering easy.
Okay.
And then the New Mexico State game, too. Fucking Pavia, Diego, my man, cornholed me. One more time. He's not going to do it this week, though. I got big money.
Is there a sports bar in Vienna that you go to?
Yeah. Twitter found me one, believe it or not. they have, like, the NFL games. I asked Twitter where to go, and Twitter told me, and I went and just, you know, big old beers. They had, like, burgers and shit there. It's real American, except for all the fucking German speaking.
But you've asked the internet to tell you where to go, and they've told you where to go before.
Yeah, they do that daily, Danny.
You don't even have to ask and they tell you where to go.
They do. I'm not exactly loved everywhere I go. Yeah, it's a common theme. Fuck it.
Let's turn our attention to this week. And Dylan, I'll let you start out college football. And I already know that you love your Iowa four-leg parlay.
I love it, Dan.
Unreal.
So I got the four-leg parlay, Michigan-Iowa, under 35 for the game. Iowa team total under 7.5. Mm-hmm. Michigan team total under 27.5. And Iowa to cover at plus 22.5.
All right. What do you think the final score is going to be?
I genuinely think it's going to be like 27-3. Just thread the needle there with Michigan under the 27.5.
Okay, but then you would lose, though.
No. Because I have the Iowa under 7.5 team total.
Oh, okay. And then plus 22.5.
Yep. Oh, wait.
See, that's where you would lose.
That's where I would lose. Okay, I'm revising my answer. Iowa kicks two field goals, 27-6.
Okay, all right. Washington and Oregon, that's tomorrow night, by the way, in Las Vegas.
Yes, it is.
9.5.
9.5. After they beat Oregon already this season, close one, but 9.5 is a lot. I feel like, I mean, Oregon's going to win, but probably flipping around, Oregon wins by 3.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes, Dan. Obviously, I hate Troy with a passion, as we all know. And I do like App State because they hooked me up with that win against
Ray,
JMU.
Ray, do you know how to spell Troy?
As soon as I saw that, I knew you were going to say something. That's
well, Tory. You got App State Moneyline versus Tory, and I'm thinking, Tory spelling? Like, what are we doing here?
Who the fuck is Tory?
Yeah, that was
the Tories
during the show.
Is this like British Parliament or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Lock it up, Ray.
Yeah, Ray, like how many mistakes today?
I'm counting two right now.
I'll give the Larry thing a half point because Larry is an idiot.
How many hot dogs today?
How many hot dogs did you make today, Ray?
I think I made 8 today.
And then you made tater tots. Made tater tots in there.
We made about 45 tater tots.
Tater tots.
Did the tots with Chick-fil-A sauce, Dan?
Oh, yeah?
Highly recommend it. We're really, it's like a Michelin star.
No, it is evolving. It is evolving. It is. Okay.
We're going to get Raw Bar back there soon.
Raw Bar.
I'm in the big German's ear with a lot of ideas.
Hopefully that's not you guys naked. Like,
well, I've actually proposed that as well.
Raw Bar.
It gets hot in the control room.
Oh, I bet it does.
There's some burly boys
okay,
back there.
Bring your birth control pills.
Somebody's getting pregnant. Okay. What else do you have?
So App State Moneyline against Tory plus 195. Boise State minus 2.5 against UNLV, and Georgia Bama under 54.5.
Okay. Ooh,
Bama is good against the over this season. Just letting you know.
Yep.
And Jalen Milroe is all of a sudden a quarterback there.
Here we go.
How about that, Shay?
Here we go. Here we go. When he doesn't play the best front seven in football, yeah, he looks better. Good job. Way to fucking go.
By the way, Texas behind Ohio State, Shay?
And Oregon? Are you fucking kidding me right now, Danny? Are you fucking kidding me? For Oregon, we have a common opponent. They needed a fucking pick six at the end of the fucking game to win against Texas Tech. We beat them 57-7 or whatever the fuck it was. Strength of schedule. Oregon's like 60 fucking second. Texas is, I don't know, 6? It's a fucking joke what the committee's talking about. Did you hear what the fuck that moron said when he justified
what's the over under? What's the over under on F bombs here with Shay for this podcast? Is it like, I'm going to say 55?
17.
No, he already blew by that right in the last sentence.
I thought going forward.
I think it's
more.
A light day, honestly.
Yeah, I forgot all the Puritans listening to this show getting upset with my language. My bad.
Wait, you're the religious guy?
Yeah. And you know what else? You know what else religion teaches me, Danny? Forgiveness. God forgives me for cussing all the damn time because that's just how I was fucking raised.
Well, then why don't you forgive the people who don't forgive you?
I pray for them, Danny. I pray for them.
Okay.
I find that hard to believe.
Dylan?
Shut up, Dylan.
NFL.
Fuck
NFL
you.
Best.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the NFL, Dan. Tonight, Seahawks, money line against the Cowboys, plus 350.
What the
I like this one a little too much.
Why are you doing this to Shay? Why are you doing this?
I feel bad that he got bounced out of Austria and now he has to go to Argentina.
I wish.
He wouldn't come back.
No.
He would not make
especially
it back.
Second family, here we go.
Yeah, not in the marching powder neck of the woods.
Do you have a second family, Shay?
Not yet, Danny. That's one of the goals I got in life, though.
Okay.
Argentina would be perfect for
all right,
tip.
Just go, Dylan.
Okay. So that's plus 350.
All right.
Lions minus 4 against the Saints. I've been on the Saints a few times this year thinking that it's a smart play, and it has not panned out for me. So
it's weird. Jared Goff is 20-8 against the spread in a dome.
I love that.
Random, but
wow.
That's
a large enough sample size. Though.
It is.
Okay.
I got the Falcons minus 2.5 against the Jets. I hate that game, but I hate the Jets even more.
Okay.
And then this is the Eagles plus 3 against the Niners. Eagles at home. This seems funky to me. I smell a rat, but I'm going
to... It went up to 3 because it was 2.5.
Yeah.
Ray, it's 3?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, so Ray telling me it's correct, so who knows? What else?
And I'm also... I know they went into OT against the Bills and ripped my heart out last week, but I'm going to bet throw a unit on the Eagles and the Niners to go into OT. Back-to-back weeks for the Eagles, plus 1,000.
Okay.
Just a little light dusting on that one.
All right.
And then Chiefs-Packers under 42.5 and Bengals-Jaguars under 38. The primetime unders this year is like 27-3 to the under. So I'm hopping on that train probably a little later than I should, but the Bengals-Jaguars under 38 is like the lock of the year.
All right, let's go to the lock of the year.
That's my lock of the year.
Well, how many units do you have on it?
I'm putting 3 on it.
Wow. Lock of the year, Bengals, Jags.
I have to, because I don't have the Iowa under straight up. I have it parlayed this week. I need a solitary under with 3 units.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. That brings us to Bad Larry.
Wow. Okay. 3-unit, 3-team tees. Cowboys plus 1 under the Patriots at 50.5 and the Jags plus 1 on Monday night.
Okay.
Now, 1-unit pros, Falcons minus a couple of them. I agree with Dylan. That's starting to scare me.
Oh, no.
Falcons minus a 2.5 against the Jets. Chargers minus 5.5 against the Patriots. 49ers. Oh, there. I'm going against them. Good. 49ers minus 3 against the Eagles. And the Chiefs minus the 6 against the Packers. They're one unit bets.
One unit. Okay.
Except for the teaser. The teaser's 3 units. Then one unit on the college games. Washington plus the 9.5 against Oregon. Georgia minus the 5.5 against Alabama.
Yeah, right.
Going against Dylan again. Michigan minus the 22 against Iowa.
Is it 22.5, Ray?
Let me check right now. It's going back and forth.
The line's been fluctuating.
Yeah, but you had it at 22 plus 22.5. So I'm assuming if you have it at 22.5, then it's 22.5 for Larry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 22.5.
Okay. Thank you, Ray. That's another mistake by Ray.
Michigan minus the 22.5 against Iowa. And I'm jumping on Dylan's.
God damn it.
No.
All right, fuck it. I'm taking the over.
No.
Bush.
Under Michigan. I can't even say under Iowa. Under Michigan at the 35.
I do appreciate that, Larry, for not totally poisoning
okay,
it.
Okay, so what are you doing, Dylan? Are you still taking the under?
I mean, I have to. Okay. I have a system, Dan, but that really doesn't
You don't
bode
want
well.
Larry's company is what
no,
you're
No, Larry's like, I don't want to be on the same side as Dylan. I'm up fucking 21 units, Larry.
I know. When I got, we're gonna go through them when I get off this show. I'm not to go listen to a bunch of shows.
Wow.
You're never going to do that.
This was Ray's first week. I mean, Ray, you could have stolen a unit from me every week and I wouldn't have known. But when you say I'm up 3 and I think I'm up 7, I gotta complain.
We corrected it.
Larry, you complain every week.
Yes.
Also, Larry, if you want me to get these lines. Right, Larry, how about you send your lines when you're supposed to instead of the middle of the day when I'm doing my actual job?
I understand.
Somebody
that.
Say line.
I was out.
Yeah, yes, Chase. Someone said
I was out last night. I was out last night late, and I forgot to send them. I take some responsibility, but not a 4-unit hit. But, you know, that's too much.
You got them back, Larry. Right, are you happy now?
I got them back. Thank you. I'm always
the fuck
happy.
Up, Larry.
You know what would be? You know what
under
would,
Michigan 35. And Dan, I'm saying that score is going to be like they sent me in the middle of the week. I was. Team by themselves, and I went on my account and I couldn't find it. Iowa is minus a half for the first half and minus a half a point for the second half.
Yes,
they're telling you they're going to get shut out. So I can't understand how Dylan's betting Iowa.
Or do they want you to think they're going to get shut out, Larry? Dun dun.
Okay, well, you know what? Bet over Iowa both halves. I don't have it, so I can't do it. Out there in America, bet over Iowa at minus a half a point for the first half and minus a half a point for the second half. And if they don't get shut out, you don't lose. And you have a chance of winning both of them. It's a free bet, guys. Go do it.
I like that, Larry.
All right, let's get to Shay here.
Oh, my God. Fucking finally. College football. First off, I need Georgia to win. I need the Huskies to win. And I need Louisville to win. Just for the college football
playoff.
Oh,
and that's just for Texas. Okay.
Yeah, well, just for Texas.
Yeah, but that's
Danny.
Not
just
betting. But that's... But that's not has nothing to do with this.
It's relevant though.
It has informed my gamble. So Washington plus 9.5, Green Wave laying the 3.5. Ugga, isn't Ugga 6.5?
5.5.
Can Larry say 5?
It's 5.5.
Shit. All right,
5.5.
Fuck it. And then my knight in shining armor, Diego Pavia, over 167.5 passing yards against the Baptist.
Mashed potatoes.
Fucking. Solid goal.
Also, we're all three of us are on Washington, just so
Diego Pavia. Yeah. All right. NFL. What do you have for me?
Yeah, I got the Texans laying 3.5. I got the Jets plus 2.5. And then the Detroit Saints over 46.5.
Okay. Yeah, something's up with the Lions. I don't know. Something's up.
Something's goofy.
Well, the defense hasn't been great here as of late.
Offense. No, their secondary is one of the worst defenses in the fucking league, Danny.
Remember when they took Jeff Okuda?
Yes,
what was that
I do.
Second overall?
Yeah.
That worked out well.
Yeah.
Over Herbert and Tua?
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. Any futures that, let's see. We had futures with Shay had Michigan winning the Big Ten.
Yeah.
You missed out on the AAC with Texas San Antonio winning. You had USC That's winning bullshit. The Pac-12, Conference USA, Western Kentucky. Yeah, you lost 3 of 4.
The Big 12, we got Texas still.
Bad Larry, you had James Madison over 8.5 wins. That's a win. Notre Dame over 8.5 wins. And you lost on Wisconsin over 8.5 wins.
Right. Whenever Ray wants to give me those extra 3 units, he can.
Next week.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I might not remember it, but thanks, Ray.
Shay, you're back stateside for next week?
Yeah, fuck yeah, Danny. I'll be there.
You'll be.
Yeah, Dan, can I change? I want to change one of my bets. I want over 17 on Dylan's F-bombs for the rest of this. I mean, Shay's F-bombs for the rest of the show.
Don't encourage him.
I mean, he could just go, fuck the dog.
He just ripped off like 6 in a row there.
Yes. Yeah, he could control that. All right, are we good?
Nope.
Well, Dan, I do, before you cut my head off, I do have a parlay in the balance. It's not on this show, but it's all conference winners this weekend.
Okay.
It's actually interesting.
All right, let me hear it.
I placed it on October. So it's Texas to win the Big 12, Tulane to win the AAC, Boise State to win the Mountain West, Oregon to win the Pac-12, Michigan to win the Big 10, and Georgia to win the SEC championship. One of those is going to screw me this weekend, and I don't know which one.
Probably Georgia losing to Alabama.
I think you're right.
The one that you thought would be like, yeah, of course they're going to win.
They're the only one that are minus odds. The rest of those were plus money at the time. But it's $5 to pay out $1,400.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
But I don't even remember.
But it doesn't count for this podcast.
No, it's just.
But this is what Larry does.
No, but I'm not.
Larry pulls this shit all the time where he'll go, you know, I couldn't get it into Ray, but I bet this, you know, I had 9 units on it. And I'll be like.
No, I'm not doing that at all. I just thought it was relevant.
It sounded Larry-like.
I know it was teetering on that line, but I'm not that big of a dork.
Wow.
Well, $5? Yeah.
To win $1,400.
I can't imagine you can even, my bookie won't, I can't bet $5. There's minimums.
On a 7-leg parlay, there's usually the minimum changes.
I don't think, I've never bet a 7-leg parlay, so I don't know that.
Talk to your 98-year-old bookie, Larry.
Okay. All right. My head hurts. Shay, good luck getting back home, getting through customs, and
oh God, I'm gonna need it.
Bad Larry, let us know when you're coming up here.
When Shay's drinking again.
Oh, he hasn't stopped.
He bought
Shay's
2 geese.
On the wagon. Shay's always on the wagon.
Oh, that's
Don't
right.
Worry.
For the podcast, he's always on the wagon.
I'm not drinking, Danny. It's bad for you.
I think it's bad for your family too.
Yeah, well, they can get over this shit.
All right, I'll see you. We'll talk next week. That's Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble in More Ways Than One.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health.
from memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long. Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.